This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Akhlaq. Akhlaq is basically character, personality, disposition. It's a broad impression of how a person conducts themselves. People with good akhlaq, they're unfazed, as if neither good nor bad event could upset or surprise them. They have a sort of aura of serenity and wisdom. You want to be around a person who's got good akhlaq. Manners and wisdoms prevail in their actual reactions to any news and in their everyday behavior. They float above disappointments and sail through torment more easily because they can hold certain beliefs to always be in the front of their mind. Akhlaq, in effect, are like rules of engagement for everyday life. Akhlaq comes in two parts, and this part is the first one, and it's called the truth of life. So let's deal with these. What are truths of life? Truths are facts. Facts are always good in the end. Having useful truths close to your heart is like a fortification around your mind. The Quran makes no promises that we get to see Allah's justice and wisdom immediately. God states that He may even bless ignorant people with wealth, and that they will mistake this for being loved by God. The Muslim is told that he will be duly awarded for goodness, but that this may not be apparent immediately or in a way that he has asked. The nature of the reward is up to God. Further, if bad things happen to you, you as a Muslim are told that you must not take them as signs of being punished. Punishments and bad experiences may happen, but we are not to know what is and what isn't a punishment. Many things that we go through which look bad on the surface have benefit for us. And many things that we think are great actually have detriment within them. So, by looking at these rules and drawing them together, we can get to a set of life truths. I've made my own list here by examining the Quran and Hadith extensively, and these are the ones that I think in particular relate to me. You may have a different set of life truths, but broadly speaking, everyone has the same set, it's just the ones that you prioritize more. We can't have all of these truths in mind all of the time, so you narrow it down to a list of perhaps 10 or 12. And if you keep those things close to your heart, I guarantee you, you will find life easier to deal with. Here's my list. Life on earth seems unfair. We don't know why God made a bad thing happen, or why He permitted it to happen, but we believe there's something in it that's better for us. We move forward without resentment, without confusion. Bad things happen to good people, and good things happen to bad people. We cannot see God's reasons. We accept and we move on. Not everything will seem to work out. Our prayers will seem unanswered. We must accept this with a steady hand and a thankful heart and make our efforts nonetheless. We make our efforts, we accept, we move on. 4. Everything in life is temporary. Good times and bad times, neither of those must be trusted too much, and neither of those will last forever. Expectations in life are always changing. We must adapt and not get infuriated. Get used to it, move on. People lie and deceive, and people act selfishly. We might spot this sometimes, and we might not. So be it. Move on. We cannot get along with everybody. We will be disappointed, and we will disappoint others. Accept that. Move on. You cannot predict what will happen. You can only do your best to try to make something good happen. The result of your effort is up to God. It's none of your business. The effort itself is your business. The present time is the only time you have control over. It's the only time you can do anything to define yourself. And whatever happened in the past is only according to you in your memory. Whatever did happen, and whatever humiliation you felt, whatever punishment you felt, it does not exist anymore because it's done. The same goes for the future. it has not happened, so whatever you are concerned about, it simply does not exist. The only time that does exist is right now. If you think, how am I right now? Most of you should realize that you are absolutely okay. Think about that deeply. These sound like quite difficult things to accept, but I can assure you they will become very helpful. Now, God does exercise morality on earth, and people always get their due, whether in this life or the hereafter. However, as a Muslim, you are told that God's justice and His reasons are outside your perception. You can't expect or hope for some kind of fairy tale life, and more importantly, you can't look at people who have more or something that you perceive as better and think that they are better than you. As I said earlier, God gives things to people who are undeserving, and He can take away things from people who are quite deserving. These things are impossibilities for us to understand. God's wisdom is greater than yours. So it's all very well having a list of truths, but how do we set them out and live by them? Well, here's how you do it. First, we need to set out the truths that are important to us. To do this, reflect on the good and the bad times in your life. Reflect on those extreme times. One good, one bad. How long did they last? What kind of things would you say to yourself when you were younger that would help you to get through those times more effectively? Read through the Hadith. Read through the Quran. Find verses or sayings that illustrate the reality of how life on earth unfolds for you. Look back at the truths that I drew up. They were and still are helpful to me, and I'm sure that many of them will be the same for you. Feel free to use those. Add, adapt, or amend them, but make sure they are truths, they are facts, they're not opinions. Confusing facts for opinions is a big problem. A fact is very simple. Life on earth seems unfair. That is a fact. Saying something like, oh well, things will work out in the end, that seems more like an opinion. If you can get that difference, then you're getting closer to the truths in life. So, the second thing we need to do is keep these truths close to our heart. And this is the real trick, because having truths is useful, but practicing them is crucial. And I follow a little acronym called READ, R-E-A-D, Repetition, Enrichment, Application, and Dua. Repetition is where you keep the list as a written thing, close to you. Keep it by your bed, keep it on your phone, and read it over frequently. Read it in the morning, or the evening, or after a meal. Have it as a voice recording. Keeping those truths close to your heart will be useful because I guarantee you there'll be something awful that happened last night or during the day today. And when you look at these truths, they appear like soothing things. They give you the sense to get a grip of your emotions and feel a bit more rooted, a bit more grounded. Secondly, E is for enrichment. Enrichment is when you read Quran and contemplate its meaning, and you are praying your salah. And when you discuss and share your truths with the people you love and trust. Basically, your truths of life are stronger if you share them with other people, if you use them to console people around you. I tend to go to the story of Yusuf alayhi salam and how he was sat in prison and how he thought how life must have been so unfair, and yet he made it through. I hope you're getting the picture. A is for application. Application is when you face any event, joyous or sad, and you specifically go back to look to your truths to find meaning and relevance. Something terrible happened? Well, you can go back. I would go back and say, well, not everything seems to work out. All bad things are temporary. When something good happens, I also have learned to not expect that it will last forever and to keep more steady. Finally, dua. Dua is so important when you speak to Allah, when you have an audience with Him, when you articulate what you're going through, and you think about how those experiences relate to your truths, they become much more cemented into your day-to-day life. I hope you've already found that the truths I've described to you and perhaps some truths of your own will definitely begin to help you. The way you can make this even stronger is by repeating these things, by enriching them, by applying them. Inshallah, let me know in the comments what you found to be useful, other truths of life that you've discovered in the hadith, or in your own reflections, or something that someone wise has told you. That is the first part of akhlaq. Remember that if you found this useful, it is more useful if you spread it around. So like and subscribe and tell as many people as you can about this channel, because I continue with my mission to try to get mental health accessible to as many people as possible. In the next video, we'll look at the rules of conduct. Inshallah. Stay with me and I'll see you soon. Wassalam.